Welcome to today's Barry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pizzuti. So let's just get started with this. It's been a busy week for everyone, and as somebody who's so tied to the Perry Commerce community, and lots of damage throughout downtown Perry as well. Can you kind of explain what you've been able to see and what conversations have been like with area businesses following the storms from Monday?
Well, it's really a mixed bag. We have some businesses, residents that hardly were affected at all, and then others that were greatly affected and will take quite some time to rebuild and reopen. So it's really an interesting thing with how things shaked out, and so it's across the board. We've got some that power was on pretty quickly and they were able to clean up and move on, and then others that they're still kind of waiting. It's a wait and see sort of thing as far as insurance and plan of action and things like that. So quite varied, even downtown within a couple blocks. And just as residents know how spotty the electricity has been with our neighbors having power and us not, or across the street or down the street. So it's pretty widespread overall for the damage and cleanup. But quite varied individually, so it's hard to kind of wrap it up all together overall, but I think everyone has been impacted one way or the other.
And then can you take me behind the scenes on what your role has kind of turned into over the last couple of days and all the efforts that you've put forth to communicating with these businesses and just kind of getting the word out that way?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just really checking in with everybody and, individually to kind of see where they're at, if they need anything, more so than kind of a widespread effort. If people don't have power, they might not be checking emails anyway. So for me, it was just calling and texting as much as I can to make those connections and just kind of check in with everyone, see how everyone's doing. Again, see if they were needing anything. And then as days goes by, checking in again to kind of see how the electricity situation is, what cleanup is, if there's any news. So it's still pretty touch and go right now, but I think a lot of it has become stabilized. At least we're in the groove of the cleanup and things like that instead of so much of the unknown. There still is a little bit of that, especially with electricity and waiting with insurance and things, but it's about the best we can do to start with. You can't be everywhere at once, so it's a matter of making those connections and being here for support. Sometimes just a phone call is all it takes for someone to feel like they're not alone in the world, and that's about the starting point for us anyway, and lending a hand however we can.
Then another thing affected by the severe weather and the damage caused by that was this week's farmers markets. Looked a little bit different Thursday. Can you kind of educate our listeners who didn't get to see it in action what it looked like and how it went for you?
Right. So we had a bit of a decision to make there between damage downtown and, that debate between wanting to attract visitors downtown or not, knowing that some of our vendors experienced their own damage, their own power outages, and things like that, and then really not sure how shoppers would react to having the market if they needed them, if they, were busy, preoccupied. But ultimately, the decision was made to host some sort of farmers market, knowing that there are a lot of folks in our community that rely on the market for an outlet to use their senior and WIC vouchers as a way to pay for produce, and the food supply chain is very important to maintain, especially during a time of crisis. And so the farmers market, we feel, is a it's not the only outlet for folks, but we know that it's important for both the shoppers and the vendors to have that outlet. So it was important to us to check in with our vendors and see who was able to and willing to come. So we had five vendors, and they set up at Josh Davis Plaza as kind of a smaller footprint, a smaller space, not as busy because of fewer market vendors, and people are, like I said, busy doing their own cleanup and things, but it still was successful overall to continue to maintain and have that space for people to buy fresh produce. So I think overall it was you know, the best that we could do and successful to continue to provide that for our community. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be back to normal next Thursday, but it's really just a matter of wait and see, see how things are going. Like I mentioned, some of our vendors, you know, they were without power, so they lost items, and their crops were damaged too. So it's just a matter of seeing where everyone is at, where everyone's at, and what they can do, and then encouraging our shoppers to come back. So we had planned on doing our free sweet corn, thanks to the library, next week. So far, that's still the plan, unless something changes. We'll let everyone know what that looks like. But so far, the plan is to have everyone back and getting back to some sense of normal as best as we can.
That's good to hear. It certainly seems like everyone at the Chamber has been very flexible throughout not just this recent weather events, but also throughout the spring and summer months with COVID-19 precautions. So hats off to you and the Perry Chamber of Commerce for sure. Is there anything else that you'd like to add while I have you on? I think we hit all of my points.
Just hoping that everyone can stay safe and healthy and do their best with their cleanup and be patient overall. People are working as hard as they can throughout the community. I know that DMAC is working on a volunteer coordinated effort for tonight, Friday evening, 4 to 8 p.m. So reach out if you have a helping hand that you'd like to join in with the efforts. It's going to, you know, it's not just a one and done sort of thing. This is going to go on for a little while just to clear everything and make another round. So be patient, be kind, and try to help out as much as you can.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pizzuti about the recent farmers markets and weather event in Perry. This has been the Perry Fairway at Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.